Hey y'all, Zach McDonald, your real estate agent with Real Property Associates, and this is my Seattle Real Estate Housing Market Watch for December 19th, 2023. Although the housing market is not extremely exciting right now, the trend in interest rates for mortgages is exciting, and we've seen mortgage rates dropping here over the past week. Last week, we were at 7.09% for Mortgage News Daily's survey, and today we're looking at 6.65% for Mortgage News Daily's survey. We had a nice drop off here last week after the Fed announcement, and although we might not see as much of a rate drop as they were originally saying, they've kept it super nebulous. We are expected to see at least three rate cuts, it sounds like, for the Fed rate, which again isn't directly tied to mortgage rates, but it does have an effect on them. And in general, mortgage rates tend to trend with that, usually on the front side of it. So that's why we're starting to see the positive sentiment, and we're starting to see the drop off here in rates already. The biggest thing I'm noticing in the housing market right now is hope. Last year, it didn't seem like there was a lot of hope. There wasn't a lot of confidence heading into 2023. And I would say heading into 2024 that the sentiment has shifted. We have significantly more hope in the housing market. I have had multiple people start coming back, reaching back out, thinking about making a purchase here right now before things start heating up, and also when they do here in the beginning of the year. So the hope that mortgage rates are coming down, the hope that the economy is getting better, the fact that we're talking about taking actions towards stimulating the economy versus restricting or constricting the economy is a positive sign for people that are hoping things are going to be getting better and not worse. So as we look at data here, we do this every week, and we're gonna go through this relatively quickly. It's not exciting, but it is what it is. New listings, 177 in King and Snohomish County over the past week. That's down from 227 last week. I mentioned that this trend's gonna continue, so we should see even fewer next week. 208 was the number that we had last year, so still fewer than last year, and that trend is continuing that we're having a lower year-over-year inventory number, although less of a gap than we've been talking about all year. Back on the market, we had 32 houses come back on the market, and a lot of those would have been canceled or expired listings. There weren't a lot of those. We had 40 of those last week for expired. Canceled, we had 84 canceled listings last week. And if we look at the price reductions, we had 98 price reductions last week. That was down from 118 the week prior. Last year, at the same time, we had 191 price reductions. And we've been talking about how things have been stabilizing, and I think that's a good sign, right? We've had a similar amount of new listings, although fewer than last year, but significantly fewer price reductions because things are starting to move and sell closer to the asking price, and we're not still chasing the market down, which we were at the same time last year. Now, contingent purchases, I want to highlight this because we've been able to make contingent purchases, not easily, but there have been some, including the people that bought my house. They bought contingent on selling their house. Now, when we look at this number, we had 6 last week. The week before, there were 15, and last year, there were 16. Now, I don't want to make too big of a deal about this, but it is a trend that I saw here, and I'm starting to feel, right, that things are selling and people are less willing on the seller side to do the negotiating piece. The drop in contingents is something I want us to keep an eye on, because if that continues, that's going to be a sure sign that things are getting better in the market, because we're not seeing houses lingering where a seller is more motivated to take a contingent offer on a buyer's home sale. So we're going to keep an eye on that moving forward. Now, pending sales are down week over week, but minimally 468 this last week versus the 477 the week prior. This is normal for the time of year. Last year, we had a little more activity. We had 523 pending listings. And we also had 468 closed listings the same time last year versus 395 this year. Again, not as much activity right now, even as there was last year, but prices have remained stable and have recovered and really are even higher than they were at the same time last year. And that's even with rates being higher. And I mentioned rates earlier in the video. I'll come back to the rates here. 6.28% last year. 6.65% this year, same week that we did the video. So a good year over year comparison. So rates, as we're wrapping up the year, are about the same, a little bit higher than they were last year. Prices are higher than they were at the same time last year as we wrapped up November. If you missed it, the most recent Seattle real estate market update or the King or Snohomish County monthly updates, we cover some of this data in a little bit more detail. As we wrap up, for buyers, this is really preparation season. There aren't going to be a lot of new listings coming on. The buyers I'm working with, we're not seeing a lot of houses right now. We're seeing a few here and there, but we're not seeing a lot of houses. But we're ready to see more houses as the market picks up in the new year. And people that I'm working with on selling their house right now, we're not listing their house right now. We're getting ready and having conversations about listing in the new year. So if you find yourself in this bucket, somebody who's thinking about buying or selling sometime in 2024, I'd love to be a resource for you.